hot last few days.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And you know, for such a small group, we look pretty large this morning. We look pretty good this morning. But for such a small group, the number of concerns, that God just showed me something, that the number of true concerns that this small group has, problems, concern for loved ones, various, lots of things that in just this small group.
Amen.
And it just showed me how much we all need the Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he just kept showing me that this morning. Reverend MacMillan did something God put on my right side for a reason. She did something this morning that she had not done before, but it was something that God needed for me to see, and that was seeing me. Because when we got up to pray, and she asked Minister Riley and myself to open your eyes, let me look in your eyes, let me see your eyes. And she prayed. And I told her after she had prayed, I said, You probably saw more than you were looking for when you looked in my eyes, because God was headed on my heart. See, I've had the concerns of everybody, that all of the things that we're going through, and I knew I could feel that. But until she looked into my eyes, I realized what she was seeing.
Jesus.
She had to see that. All of the concerns of this church. But God has a word, and God moves you to a place, but he anywhere God takes me, he has a reason for taking me there.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but let us turn. Say Matthew.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Matthew chapter 16. And bear with me, I'll get it together here in a minute. But God has a word. And some of these preachers know it's the mysterious part is when God has a word for somebody, but he don't show it to you just yet. But he has a word.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 16. Let's start with the 13th verse. Mm-hmm. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Mm-hmm. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
All right.
And that's a question this morning. And the question is, could Jesus build his church on you? I'm going to ask that again. Could Jesus build his church on you? You see this? This is it'll get better, but when you try to understand this particular scripture, when Jesus says to his disciples, mm-hmm. "But whom say ye that I am?"
Oh yes.
It's a question that we need to constantly ask ourselves. Who do you say that Jesus is?
All right.
You need to understand this need that we have for a personal relationship with God. Whom do ye say that I am? It's not important what Minister Riley say that he is. It's not important what Reverend McMillan say that he is. When they're speaking to you, it doesn't matter what they say he is, who he is.
Right.
It doesn't matter who they say. That's their own personal conversation. But the question that you have to address to yourself is, whom do you say that Jesus is? Mm-hmm. Do you understand who Jesus is? When Jesus asked his disciples and Peter spoke out, and of course, Peter always spoke out. He was just that kind of person. But when he spoke out and he said, "Jesus, you are my all in all. You are everything." Some call you Elijah, some call you Jeremiah, some call you the prophet, but
all right now,
I understand thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now many think that when the scripture says that Jesus said he'll build his church upon this rock, many think that this is Peter.
Come on now. Make it plain.
But see, he's not talking about building a church on Peter.
That's right.
He's talking about building a church on Peter's confession.
Yes.
Whom do you say Jesus is? Mm-hmm. See, until you understand who Jesus is deep down in you, where when the tough times hit you, you can respond with what's on the inside.
That's
when you have nothing on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Whom do you say that Jesus is?
That's right.
When I was coming in this morning, I said I had a heavy heart. The Lord knew what I needed.
Oh, yes. Always.
A song came on the radio, and it went like this. It said, "I believe the storm will soon be over."
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
It said, "I believe the rain will go away."
Mm-mm.
"I believe that I can make it through it."
Yes.
"I believe it's already done."
Already done. Mm-hmm.
If you would, just give me a minute, because I want you to understand what he made me see right then and then. It's already done. Yes. Well, I tell you, you can get that confession in your heart, until you can get that confession in your soul, until you can believe it. It doesn't matter what I say, don't matter how hard I preach to you about the storm being open, that it'll be all right, until you can understand it in your heart, until you can believe it yourself, until you can confess that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And when you can confess that Jesus is Lord from the inside, and then you'll find that you have some power, then you'll have the keys to the kingdom of the heaven when you can confess that Jesus is Lord. And upon this confession, Jesus, I can build my church.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Build my church. What is the church? Mm-hmm. What is the church? That's so confusing in 2011. People don't even know what the church is. Mm-hmm. Let me give you some examples of what I'm trying to get to. Some say that a church is the entire body of those who are saved by their relationship to Christ. Mm-hmm. Some say it's a particular Christian denomination. Mm-hmm. Others might say it's everybody that's professing faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. Then some will say it's a single, organized Christian group. Mm-hmm. And then there's so many of us just think it's the building.
Come on now.
This is the church. But see what the Lord is trying to get us to understand. The church is not a human organization.
That's right.
The church is God's own workmanship. What God has made out of me, what God has made out of you, what God has stirred up on the inside of you and the inside of me, that's God's church.
Yes, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Stick with me, it's gonna get clear. But God's trying to get us to see that not what is the church, but who is the church.
Who is the church?
God wants us to understand that we are a plant that He's put in the ground, and we should bring forth fruit.
Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Listen to 1 Corinthians 3:10. It says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation.
Yes.
Another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth. Thereupon, I've come and I've worked hard in CLLC, and I've preached the word of God, and I'll lay a foundation, but I can't reap the fruit.
Come on. Now. Mm. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can plant the seed, and Reverend McMillan and Gerald they might fertilize the seed, and somebody might till the ground, but only God can bring forth the fruit.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
I got to stir something down within you. You got to get something on the inside that you can become my church.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a foundation that God can build His church on? When you walk out of this place this morning, can somebody come to you that's down and need a word of encouragement? Can you speak the word of God to them?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can you lift them up? Because, and I know you don't have anything to lift them up with, but do you have something on the inside that God can use so that you can speak to somebody and they can say, I see what you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
You bring a smile to my face when you come around me. Your very presence brings a smile to my face because it's something that you got on the inside.
Yes, sir, God.
Then you can tell them I'm part of God's church. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about CLSC. I'm talking about part of God's church.
Yes, sir, His church.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Let's see if I can lay this foundation here. Look, open Ephesians. It's chapter 4. It says like this. It says 4:13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith.
All come to the unity of the faith.
And the knowledge of the Son of God.
Yes, the knowledge of Him.
Unto a perfect man. Mm,
yes, sir.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
Listen. So that we henceforth be no more children. Mm-mm. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Mm-hmm. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking the truth in love.
Yes, sir, God.
May grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, when you let the Spirit of God mm-hmm. control you, when you let the Spirit of God have His way,
amen.
Then we can go out as the church mm-hmm. of God.
Yes.
Can Christ build His church on you? Mm-hmm. You see, the church, rather than a building, the church is a called out assembly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The group of believers invited to come out of the world.
Yeah.
For God's special purpose.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know, when Jesus left this earth, He assured His disciples that He would guide and preserve His church mm-hmm. until His return.
Oh, yes.
He promised them. He said, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age.
Always.
And just as Jesus promised to us, we ought to be promising to Him that I promise Him that I would hold out.
Hold out. Yes, sir.
When you're going through uh-huh. trials and you're going through tribulations in your life and things are not going like you think they ought to go, and your loved one may be sick or your loved one may have some concerns, and mm-hmm. hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
But He says, can I build my church on you? Can I build my church on your confession? Do you believe that God can help you out of this situation?
Yes.
Do you believe it? Do you believe? Because it's important this morning that we understand that He's building upon our confession. Mm. And when you're going through something,
oh yes,
can you pray to Almighty God?
Jesus.
Can you pray to Almighty God? Is Almighty God real in your heart?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Can He build a church upon your confession? Is your confession of Almighty God strong enough to build a church upon? It's a good question. But Jesus not only promised that He would build His church, but He assured His disciples that His church would not perish. Are you part of the church that's still standing? Did you promise the Lord that you would hold out, that you would call on His name through it all?
Yes, through it all.
Hallelujah. Mm. I'm not going to stay here long this morning, but there's some things you need to understand. Let me show you something out of Paul's word. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, he expressed a thought that's very much in my mind this morning.
All right, then.
Apostle Paul expressed his concern to Christians in his day that their minds could be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
So simple.
You hear me? He was concerned that the Christians of his day might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Corinthians 11:3, he says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." You say, now where is he going with that? He carries us right back to where the scripture started from this morning. The simplicity. What Minister Riley talked to the kids this morning. The simplicity that's in Christ. He said, all of the power that you need to succeed, Jesus has already done it.
Yes, yes.
He's already.
Already.
Unscrewed the bottle.
Yes.
Amen.
In fact, he didn't even give it to you with the top still on. He took the top off and gave it to you. He said, all you have to do.
All you got to do.
Is call on Jesus. But we insist on living by our own smarts and our own intelligence and our own sufficiency. Paul said, I'm afraid if you don't be careful, you're going to lose the simplicity
yes.
that's in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Do we again begin to commend ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendations to you or letters of commendation from you? Do you need somebody to tell you how great you are?
Come on now.
Do you need somebody to pat you on the back and say you're doing the right thing?
Jesus.
Do you need somebody constantly with attaboys? Hallelujah. Paul goes to say, ye are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
Oh.
It says there's something about you, something that nobody needs to commend what you got on your inside. When somebody can see you, I don't know what it is about it.
Something.
But you don't need anybody to tell you when God's got you, when God is guiding your life, when you know that you're in God's hand.
Yes.
When you can trust your very life and all your circumstances to Almighty God. Let me try that again. When you can trust all of your life and all of your circumstances to Almighty God because you know that it's already
done. Yes.
God's got it all in control. God knows tomorrow before it comes. God knows what you'll go through this afternoon.
Yes.
God knows it all.
Yes, he does.
And he says all you got to do is get it in your mind that God's got it in control, that you can confess that God is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When I understand that he's Lord, that he's got it all in control, then I have no need to worry about any of it.
None.
Then Jesus can build his church upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can face those problems, those people that you think are so hard to understand, so hard to get a word through. Then you can face them when you go to them, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, it's no longer me talking to you, but it's the Spirit of Almighty God. When I can confess that Jesus is Lord, then he can build his church on me. Corinthians 3:5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
Yes.
who have also made us able ministers of the New Testament, mm-hmm. not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
For the letter killeth, but the Spirit
yes.
giveth life.
Yes. Yes.
When you feel like you can't open the ball,
mm-hmm. all right.
Call on Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even when he loosens it up some and it still feels like it's too tough for you, mm-hmm. call on Jesus. Because mm-hmm. he's already worked it out. He probably already has some yes. pills already in his hand that he's already yes. taken out of the
God's
bottle.
Pills. Yes.
Call on Jesus. I'm going to close with verse 17 here. 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Mm-hmm. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If you're not free, mm-hmm. if you're not free, and this is an individual question, nobody knows how free you are. But if you're not free, you better call on the Lord. If you are not free of all concerns, even yourself of being sick and going through something, and my child is going through something, and my loved one is going through something, if you are not free, you better call on Jesus.
Yes.
You better call on Jesus because you have not yet confessed
Jesus.
That Jesus is Lord. He's got it all under control and it's already done. He's already worked it out.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Be
Jesus.
Like the Hebrew boys. Don't worry about it. Jesus throws you in the fire. Just know when you go in the fire that if the Lord want to bring me out without a single burden, he can.
Yes, he can.
And even if he does not, it's all right because he's got the whole world in his hands. He's already worked it out. Can Jesus build his church on you? Have you got that kind of confession?
Jesus.
Have you got the kind of confession that can say that Jesus can build on me?
Jesus.
Well, I know. He deserves all honor, all praise, and all glory. It belongs to him. We thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for simplicity. Thank you, Lord, for making yourself available. That all we have to do is to call on you and believe that you can control, that you can handle.
Yes.
We call on you right now.
Yes, we do, God.
We call on you right now, Lord, for we know that there's nothing that we can do.
Absolutely nothing, God.
But we know that you can do all things. And we ask you right now, Lord God, if you find that there's anything hindering our belief, move it right now, Lord.
Oh, yes.
And strengthen our faith, Lord. Strengthen our faith, Lord, that like a child calling on his mother or father, we can trust you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Did you promise the Lord?
I promise the Lord.
do this afternoon. Because I know that there are some serious concerns. I want you to lift in this prayer. I want you to lift to Jesus whatever that concern may be. But before you lift it to Jesus, ask him to put the confession in your heart.
Oh, yes.
That you know that he can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Just help right now, Lord. Help,
yes.
Help thou my unbelief. Let me know that right now, whatever, no matter how big, no matter what the concern looks like,
yes.
That I know that you can handle it. Help me believe.
Yes, sir, God.
That when I come to you in prayer, when I give you my concern,
yes, sir, God.
I can know that you have.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I can believe that it's already done.
Already done.
Yes.
Already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us just concentrate on he who sits high and looks low. Look at me now, Lord. And discern all that's wrong with me.
Yes, sir, God.
Then look at me, Lord, and discern all that concerns me.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm crying about.
Yes, you do, Father.
You know what I'm worried about.
Yes, you do, Father.
You know what I'm going through.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Take it, Lord. Take it, Lord, as I cast it.
In the name of Jesus.
As I cast it.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
If I'm having trouble casting it, Lord, help me, Lord,
help
that I can
God.
Cast it on you, Lord, that I can
yes.
Know that you have it now. And every time I revisit my same concern, Lord, just remind me that you got it all
yes,
under control.
Yes, Jesus.
And remind me, Lord, that I am your child. And remind me, Lord, that just to start thanking you right now.
Yes, thank
you.
Sir, God.
Every time I doubt, just put thanks in my mouth.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
That I know that it's already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just take a moment. Give it to the Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Give it to the Lord.
Yes, God.
Whatever concerns you.
Yes, Jesus.
No matter how wild it might sound, how impossible it might seem.
Jesus.
Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. And in return, he'll give you faith.
Yes.
He'll give you faith.
Yes.
He'll give you faith.
Yes, God.
Thank
to
you.
Help your
yes,
unbelief.
God.
Yes, you will.
He'll give you faith to help your unbelief.
Yes.
As you give your concern to Almighty God.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, God.
And know that it's already
done.
We thank you, Lord. We praise your name.
Yes.
And we just shout in our minds and all hearts.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God.
It's already
yes,
done.
Already
thank
done.
You, Father, God.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Already
yes,
done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. We bless your name.
Already done.
We bless your name.